Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Vince, a story that could have a few twists and turns as soon as today, or even into the Friday afternoon going into the weekend cycle of news.
Robert, well, they got to figure this Kennedy. Out in a hurry.
Yes. RFK, as you know, this is the independent who's running for president, or who was running for president. No longer. RFK dropped out of the race. You may recall he's put his support behind Donald Trump. Now, at one point he was offering his support to either candidate, but ultimately went with Trump. So now RFK has been wanting to get his name off the ballots in swing states only. Doesn't care about the other states, but the swing states, he wants his name off the ballot, especially like in Wisconsin, where there are razor thin margins, where a few thousand votes here or there could make the difference as to who's going to win the state and get the Electoral College votes. So he filed a lawsuit to the Court of Appeals demanding that his name be removed from the Wisconsin ballot. But state law says you can't do that. State law says, no, once you're on the ballot, you're on the ballot. So now we're going through this process, and now the Wisconsin's Elections Commission is asking the state Supreme Court to get involved, like, immediately. Can we skip the appeals and go all in? Can we just go to the top? And here's why. Clerks are supposed to start sending absentee ballots to those who want them starting now. They're supposed to already be doing this. And the date to start sending out ballots to military members overseas, that's tomorrow. Like, that's when you start sending those out.
So you can't be messing around with what's on the ballot.
So here's what Kennedy's team wants. They're saying, hey, look, you don't need to print all new stuff. We just want you to put stickers. Cover his name with stickers. Not looking for anything to be reprinted. So they want every new ballot that would be sent out, or every ballot that's going to be given out, to have a little sticker over it blocking their name. Now, Kennedy's legal team claims that's what would happen if he were dead. You know, they'd cover him up if he weren't on the ballot and it was no longer alive. Now, the Elections Commission says the sticker idea would be a nightmare. They say it would jam vote counting machines. Machines haven't been tested with the stickers. There's worries about little dings and nicks, anything that can cause a machine to maybe even do a double vote or screws things up. Like, there's a lot of worries about it. Now, Kennedy says that's all speculation. You're just saying that that could happen. We don't know that that would. So now they're going back and forth. So now the WEC is saying, look, can we go right to the state Supreme Court right now? Can we send it to them and get a ruling on this? Because the clock is ticking. And right now an appeals court is going to weigh in and mull this over before ultimately someone will appeal it to the higher court anyway.
But yeah, in terms of why does this matter? Look, he's not in the race. You mentioned the margins. Fewer than 30,000 votes the last two elections, right? So if he even gets 1% of the vote, there's your margin.
Right.
So it could flip the race one way or another. That's assuming that all of the votes that went to RFK would be siphoned from former President Trump, which may or may not be the case, but nonetheless.
What's interesting, Kennedy's team isn't really worried about the ballots that are being sent already either. They're kind of saying what's done is done. We just want the rest of them to have his name covered because they feel like that could be even enough. That could sway one way or the other. So we could learn more today.
6:15, sports up next.
The 0-1 pitch. Swings and there it is! A base hit in the right center. He's got it. 3,000 for Robin.
The Brewers prep rally is underway. Free brats, free Brewers flags, and a chance to jump in line and buy tickets to the postseason before they go on sale later today, 10 o'clock this morning, for everyone. It's all happening at American Family Field, and our special guest on the line, Brewers great baseball Hall of Famer, Robin Yount. Morning, Robin.
Good morning, everybody. I think everybody's actually down here at the ballpark in line getting brats and ticket vouchers, and just seems like everybody's excited about the playoffs to come.
Is it a big crowd, Robin?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's like, I didn't think it would be this well received. It's the line is going outside the parking lot, and there's three lines. Now it looks like there's four lines going through the the turnstiles. So it's a pretty, obviously, which doesn't surprise me, the fans are excited about what's to come in the postseason for the Brewers.
Well, you know as well as anyone what that is like here in Milwaukee. While we got you, wanted to ask you about this. Jackson Churio, I've been pushing the Brewers to like set up a regular lunch date between the two of you or something. Like, are you able to spend time with him and talk him through so many similarities between how you came up and he came up?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. We did an interview yesterday at a cafe here in town. It's the first time I've met him in person. And he had his interpreter there, although the interviewer for MLB spoke fluent Spanish. So he made it very smooth. I'm extremely impressed from the young man. He's so far ahead of where I was at that stage of my career. It's unbelievable. He's thrown into the fire already where, you know, he's going to have postseason experience in his first year. You know, I was a peach fuzz baby faced, 165 pound weakling when I came up, and this guy's a legitimate star already.
How does that happen? The kid is ridiculous. He doesn't even look like a kid.
No, he's got a full beard. Like I said, I had peach fuzz. So it was, a wonderful young man. He was a treat to talk to. I was very impressed of his maturity. And I'll tell you what, he's the real deal.
Talking with Baseball Hall of Famer Robin Yount. Of course, Brewers great. Robin, baseball's different now than when you guys made that run in 82. You had those great, great years. The disparities between the haves and the have-nots in baseball feels like a much bigger gap. I mean, we're getting outspent as an organization by a couple $100 million by some of the teams that we're chasing. How much tougher is it going to be for this team to make it to the World Series?
Let's face it, the playoffs being extended now than when we played. You got to have a lot of things go right. It doesn't matter how good you are. If you saw the playoffs last year, three of the four division winners were eliminated in their first round. And that tells me that it's not necessarily an advantage to win your division and have what they call a bye and sit out a week. So things got to go your way. There's no question about it. But you know what? Once you're in the playoffs, everybody has a chance. Look at the Arizona Diamondbacks last year. They barely got in. They were just a few games over 500 and got all the way to the World Series. Right. But that's what the playoffs are all about. You never know. And so I like our chances as much as anybody else's.
Hey, Robin, if you could you do us a favor and give one of the cars two brats? Maybe give him an extra just for us.
For you guys? Sure. Yeah. Okay. I'll do whatever you want.
Always great to have you around,
there's
Robin.
There's an awful lot of cars here. I can't double up too much. They may run out here shortly.
It'll be a run on brats, only in Milwaukee. Yes. Thanks, my friend. Great to catch up.
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you.
A big First Amendment rights case returns to the headlines today. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao, your guy, was fired.
No, hang on.
What's your name for him? Because you have a nickname.
Oh, Porny McChancellor.
Yeah.
Why are we still talking about him?
Well, I'll tell you why. He was fired for making pornographic films with his wife, and today he's going to argue to keep his tenured teaching position.
I want to begin by acknowledging that, yes, my wife, Carmen Wilson, and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books.
So he admits it. That wasn't the issue. That was Gao this past June, arguing before a faculty panel at La Crosse that he should keep his teaching position. He's been on paid leave from his faculty position since late last year. He was fired as chancellor when it became known by everybody, including university leaders, that he had had these movies with his wife posted online. During that panel hearing, testimony was called.
We're thrilled to have the one and only Will Pounder on our show.
Call Will
he did
Pounder
not call Will Pounder to the stand.
That's the guy's name.
No, Gowd did not call Pounder, but he did question the interim chancellor.
How has it damaged the university's reputation?
Everywhere I go, people are concerned. There, besides just the jokes, which are no longer funny, but it's we don't want to be known as porn you.
We don't want to be known as porn you.
I've heard that cut a number of times. You know what just stood out to me now? She said no longer funny.
Because
meaning,
at one point
they were pretty funny.
She did think they were funny.
Yeah,
she chuckled
for a while. Right.
Maybe.
I think they're still funny.
The faculty panel at La Crosse had recommended firing this past summer after a two-day hearing. So today, though, a Regents Personnel Committee will discuss the case behind closed doors after taking testimony again today. Now, its recommendation, also secret, will then be taken up at a meeting of the full Board of Regents as soon as next week. So we could learn next week what happens. Now, Gao did join us in Wisconsin's Morning News months ago, and he maintains...
Lucky guy.
No,
that's all I'll say.
That's not what he told us. No, he says that this is a First Amendment issue, and his point being, you don't have to go for it.
Nobody is forcing anybody to read anything or watch anything they don't want to. So you have to be interested in this kind of material to go out and find
sure.
it. So it really is, you know, kind of, I don't know what people are objecting to.
Well, there are objections. We could learn more today in some testimony. Maybe even next week it will ultimately finally be decided.
Here's the other thing, porn aside, they say he's not a real good teacher.
Yeah, that came out too in the hearings
like
this past summer.
Other
yeah.
teachers had him in class when he was the chancellor to address certain things that were relevant to their curriculum. And they said he just went on for hours yeah. on other stuff
kinda
and
hung out a little
right,
bit.
Just kind of hung out, right.
Distracted the class.
So, porn aside, I guess you're not a real good teacher. Fire him for that. 6:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
We're thrilled to have the one and only Will Pounder.
Gear up for October baseball. Brewers postseason tickets go on sale on September 20th. Clear your schedule, claim your spot, and be here for a Brewers postseason run you don't want to miss at Brewers.com.
Hey everybody, Debbie Lozaga here for my friends at Kohler Services. And yeah, it's been hot, and everyone knows that taking a nice cool shower is one of the best ways of staving off that heat. How's your shower looking? A little long on the tooth? I got some advice for you. Give Kohler Services a call. They've got a beautiful portfolio of their exclusive Luxstone crushed stone material. It looks just like marble, but it's at a fraction of the price. And they help you design your new shower with a home visit. Like Jason came to my house when it was convenient for me, brought me samples of the Luxstone material so I could actually touch and feel it. He took measurements and helped me choose a color palette and made a custom design with a quote at the end. It was so convenient. And get this, this month only, get $1,000 off and zero interest for 12 months on your Luxstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. That's KohlerServicesWI.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
You wondered maybe this would happen after the big celebration the night before. Matt Arnold, Brewers GM, was on with us when you, Vince, asked him.
Are you up early or are you still up?
I don't really know. It's a little foggy. I feel like I got hit by a truck, but that's fine.
It was a little foggy on the field, it appeared, last night at AmFam. That's okay, though. We'll accept it this time.
We'll give you one.
They lose 5-1 to the Diamondbacks, only two hits, 15 strikeouts. I mean, okay, all right. Now we recover, now we drink some water, take an aspirin, and we get back
that's
at it.
That's five innings worth of strikeouts.
Yeah, it was bad. It was
that's
bad.
That's five innings.
They were celebrating. So here's where we're there. They're still the 3 seed. They're still playing for something here.
Yeah.
They're 3 games back, both the Dodgers and the Phillies for the 2 seed.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love did practice again on Thursday. Head coach Matt LaFleur refusing to expand on his participation other than to say it was limited.
That's all you're going to get from me. limited.
Limited. LaFleur did say he's going to push the decision as to whether to play Love to Sunday morning. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. I don't know. Maybe
you think
he's just
that's
messing
for
with people,
real.
Right? I don't know.
So if Love came to him Sunday morning and said, yeah, I can play. Okay, let's scrap all the stuff we installed.
90 minutes before game time is when you have to declare, right, who's in and who's out. Right. But to that point, though, the open question kind of makes it difficult in practice. Quarterback Malik Willis would be the starter again if Love can't go. Which guy do you game plan for? How do you divvy up snaps?
Right, and that's
all
why,
of that stuff.
That's what this is all about, right?
Yeah. So LaFleur did talk about that.
So that's always a challenge. And so I think, you know, throughout the course of the week, hopefully you get a better indication. And that kind of leads to some of the decisions that you have to make.
All right. Titans are 0-2. They lost to the Bears and the Jets already. So they're going to be fighting for their lives on Sunday.
Jets beat the Patriots Thursday night football 24-3. And then there's this. It's being called perhaps the greatest game of all time. Shohei Ohtani, the Dodger, last night. My goodness, not only did he become the first player ever to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases.
There they go. Ohtani down to third, and he is safe at third base. Stolen base number 50 for Ohtani, and they are standing at Lone Depot Park.
That's KLAC radio there with the call. Not only that, but he also hit not one home run, not two home runs, but...
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive, deep right field. He has done it. It's the first time Ohtani in his career has had a three-home run game.
So he hits three home runs. He had two doubles and a single. He went 6-for-6. Listen to how many RBIs he had.
Can you believe this? 10 runs batted in for Ohtani.
10 runs batted in, 17 total bases. On fire would be an understatement. And it almost sounded like the play-by-play guy there was enjoying that moment there at the end. The final score was 20-4.
Deep right field!
You need to save that.
Did it sound like he was singing that?
Yes.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive! Deep right field!
I kind of want to
sounds like a commercial.
It does. For Sprite or something.
20? Was the final score?
20-4, 10 RBIs, 50-50, first one ever.
Ugh. 6:50 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Deep right field!
Thank you, guy. We're going to go back out live to the Brewers Prep Rally. Multiple lines. The thing is mobbed. We'll check in with everything that's happening and tell you what you get if you stop out before 9 o'clock this morning. Brewers Prep Rally is well underway. Goes till 9 o'clock today. Free stuff available and a chance to buy postseason tickets early. Bringing our friend from ESPN Milwaukee, Gabe Neitzel, who is there. Gabriel, good morning.
Good morning, boys. What's going on?
I mean, I shouldn't have been surprised, right? Because as a former colleague of mine once said, people would line up for free nickels in this town. So we're giving away brats and there are lines out the parking lot.
Oh, lines out the parking lot. We're back in general parking. You know, the Yount lot, the Euchre lot. Robin Yount is here, scheduled to join us on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy starting at 7 a.m. But it's not just that. They've got newest Badger Hall of Famer Tarek Salah, a teammate of ours over at 100.5 ESPN in Madison. Donald Driver, they're handing out T-shirts to people driving past as they come through to grab their brats, grab their T-shirts. They're handing out flags. I see all the racing sausages out here. It is a scene as the sun is finally starting to come up.
And we should point out, too, that not only are they giving away stuff, Gabe, there is a chance to get an early shot at those tickets that go on sale.
Yeah, so playoff tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. today, but coming through the line, you're going to have that opportunity to, cut in front of everybody else as they try to, line up at 10 a.m. to get those tickets. I'm guessing they're going to be a pretty hot ticket. Those first two playoff games, whether it ends up being, in the divisional round, if they're able to chase down the Phillies or Dodgers, or if it ends up being a wild card round. People are excited about this team, man. Like, I was at the game the other night when they clinched, and they had clinched earlier in the day, but then they win on the walk-off with Jake Bowers hitting the single in the bottom of the ninth. And there were a healthy amount of the 30,000 people that stuck around just for the celebration. There's just an excitement about this team that even though they were a playoff team and they won the division last year, I feel like this year is just a little bit different in terms of the excitement that people are feeling about it.
I've been thinking, Gabe, that I absolutely did not want to end up in that wild card round, which would work this way. Because the Brewers would be the division champion, we would host all three games if necessary. But, you know, anything can happen in that short series. Anything can happen in a short series and has happened to the Brewers over the last number of years.
Yeah, look, I'm right there with you. And, I mean, this team is good enough, right? Like, this team still has the best run differential in all of baseball. This isn't a fluke. This is a really damn good team. And even though it may not feel like it because they don't have a Shohei Ohtani, they don't have Mookie Betts, they don't have Bryce Harper, but they're a really good team. And look, I'm like you. I would prefer to avoid the wild card round because baseball is a fluky game. And, you know, last year I know everybody was losing their minds because the A's, who were one of the worst teams in baseball, came into Milwaukee and beat the Brewers 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3 can happen in baseball. It can be fluky. That's why I would prefer to get to that 5-game series, but it is going to be a tough task over these last 9 games for the Brewers, especially after last night's loss, to try to chase down one of those teams.
Gabe, I dare you to take a bite out of a brat, then try to hand it to somebody.
Just see what happens. I don't think they're going to let me close enough to the brats, man. Like, how great is Milwaukee? I mean, we're lining up for brats before 7 a.m. That is awesome. I love this town, man.
And you get to, like, shake Driver's hand. That's just so you get to see Donald Driver and say hello and then go to work.
Oh, yeah. We just have the all-time sack leader for the Wisconsin Badgers, the all-time leading receiver for the Green Bay Packers, and the greatest player in Brewers history. All just kind of hanging out, getting ready for the postseason.
Man, I love it. This is a great baseball town, and you're starting to feel it. And this, I wasn't sure what to expect this morning, and I'm like, overjoyed. I'm kind of emotional seeing people's response.
Yeah, it's cool.
Come on. All the feels.
Well, so as we started talking, like, it looked like the line was starting to die down, and it was actually kind of just, oh, okay, it's about as long as the park. No, it just filled back up. So I think we got a new wave of people here coming in before they go to work. So we got to go till 9 a.m., you know, as long as you're coming into work. And, you know, just, you know, be a little bit patient as you're coming in. But it is a scene. It is awesome that people are willing to do this, and good on the Brewers for putting on the event.
All right, Jim, Gabe, and Truey.
Good stuff.
Live from American Family Field today. Thanks, Jen. Thanks, Gabe. Say hello to Jen.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay. Thanks, boys.
We should point out too that the way it works, so you can go and buy tickets starting at 10. However, if you go up through this line, they give you a QR code that you can scan, and you can buy your tickets right now.
And then you're in early.
Yes, and this is for the first round, regardless of what the first round is, whether it's a wild card first round or if they get the bye. Either way, the tickets you're buying would be for the first round, whatever that may be, of the Brewers.